Started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for moving us forward. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for keeping us in good health, in perfect peace, and in perfect joy. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us dominion over sin, over Satan, and overhaul the works of darkness. Thank you for giving us dominion. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is fighting our battles. Thank you for the victories you have given for us at this time. And thank you for the victories you are still going to give us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making it impossible for the enemy to succeed over us. Thank you for making all their attacks to be wasted. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for all our prayers that you have answered, and for more prayers that you will still answer. We thank you also for your protection that is upon us and upon our household, upon our family members and relatives. Thank you for keeping us secured under your shadow, under your secret place, under your wing. Thank you for keeping us secured from deadly attacks from the enemy. Thank you, Lord. We are here in this midnight to seek your face and to pray. We are here to call upon your name. We are here to pour out our hearts unto you. O Lord, show us mercy and visit every one of us. Grant our heart desires in the name of Jesus. Give us blessings that are beyond our expectations. Give us help that are beyond how much we need from you. In Jesus' name, empower us with your Holy Spirit and revive us. Revive us as we pray and worship you tonight. In Jesus' name, lead us by your Holy Spirit to pray the kind of prayer you want to hear from us tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know your advancement. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. We're going to sing some worship songs before we start to pray with prayer points. By your blood, you crossed principalities. Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous, by your blood, you crush principalities. Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, you reign over all. By your blood, you crushed principality. Jesus, by your name, established authority. Jesus, the righteous. Jesus, King of glory, Jesus, You are God alone. Jesus, you live over all. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. Glory be God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Will lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. are the Lord, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. For the Lord God only potent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord, God, only potent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. My Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou be, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
All I have needed.
All I have needed, I has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never come to an end. They are near, they are near, every morning, always near, every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he hath done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he hath done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord Emmanuel, your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, King of glory, Emmanuel, Rock of Israel, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord, your name is Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, a beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne, we worship at your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God, we bow before your throne, we worship at your feet, we worship at your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God! How great is our God! Sing with me. How great is our God, and all who see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. Lord, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created. For thou art created. All things act for thy pleasure. See?
Until I reach my home, 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 until I reach my home
Heavenly smile, heaven is my own. This world is not my own. This world is not my own. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach by you.
Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the King of Glory. The Ancient of Days, the Rock of Ages, the Rock of our salvation, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the One who was and is and is to come, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the King of the universe, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Controller of everything. Worship Him. He is before all things, and is the one holding all things together. He is the Almighty God. He is the Most High God. He is the All-Sufficient God. He is the Self-Sufficient God. He is greater than all. He is mightier than all. Stronger than all. Wiser than all. Praise Him for who He is. Praise Him for who He is. He makes impossible things possible. He makes difficult things easy. He makes ways where there are no ways. He brings water from the desert. Praise Him. He is our help in times of need. Our present help in time of need. And He is our helper. He is our Savior. He is our God. He is our Lord. Our Redeemer. Our Restorer. He is our strength. He is our light. He is the source of everything we will ever need. Worship Him for who He is. Worship Him for who He is. We praise You, Father. For You are so wonderful. You are so precious. so precious, so good, so compassionate, so kind, so merciful, and you are so faithful. We praise you, Lord. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. We are so grateful to be called your own sons, your own children. We give you glory. We give you praises. We give you praises. We give you blessings. We give you adoration. We give you all the honor. For you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord. Beside you there is no other. Above you there is no other. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him with this prayer. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for your strength that is upholding me. Say, thank you, Father, for your strength that is making me do things human strength cannot do. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for your strength that is upholding me. Thank you for your strength that is making me to do things human strength can't do. Thank you for your strength that is making me to achieve successes human strength cannot achieve. Thank you for your strength that is making me to achieve victories and prosperity human strength cannot achieve. Thank you, Jesus, for your strength. Thank you for your strength that is working inside of me. Thank you for your strength that is upholding me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles. Thank you for all my battles that you have fought for me and have given me victory. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all my battles that you have fought for me Thank you for all the victories you have given to me. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank you. So thank you, Lord, for all my battles that you fought for me. Thank you for making me victorious over all the powers of darkness. Thank you for lifting me up above the powers of the enemy, above the forces of hell. Thank you for making me to rule over all my enemies. Thank you for making me to conquer. Thank you for giving me power to conquer my enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that is so real in my life. Thank you for all my prayers that you have answered. Thank you for all the helps I need that you have sent. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness that is so real in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because you have answered all my prayers. Thank you, Father, because you have released my blessings. You have released help into my life to show me how faithful you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with good health such that I am not spending money to buy good health. Thank you for blessing me with good health for free. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you. Some people spend over $20,000 every day to be able to breathe properly. Just to be able to breathe properly. Yeah. But you are not spending anything to breathe. Yeah. Thank him. Thank him for how he blessed you with good health. Continue to thank him. Some people, they cannot urinate anymore. So they have to use a machine to remove the urine from their blood. Yeah, and every time they do that, they charge thousands of dollars. And sometimes they do that 2 to 3 times per week. Yeah, but you are not spending all that to urinate. Thank him for giving you good health. Say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with good health such that I am not spending money to have good health, such that I'm not buying good health with money. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. There are people that they have to borrow or beg before they can spend money, before they can eat. Even say, thank you, Father, for providing for my needs such that I don't have to beg and borrow before I can spend. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for supplying all my needs. Thank you for providing for the food that I eat. Thank you for providing for the water that I drink. Thank you for providing for the shelter, for the house that I live in. Thank you for providing for the clothes that I wear. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to lack important things in life. Thank you for not allowing me to live on borrowing, to live by debt, to live by begging. Thank you for not allowing me to live through that way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for destroying the oppression and captivity of the enemy in my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for breaking into pieces the oppression of the enemy. Thank you for breaking into pieces the captivity of the enemy. I have opened your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for destroying satanic oppression in my life. Thank you for destroying witchcraft oppression in my life. Thank you for destroying demonic oppression in my life. Thank you for destroying captivities of darkness, captivities of sin, captivities of addiction. Thank you for destroying the animal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O God, for my sake. You're going to say, arise, O God, for my sake. And move my life forward. Move my life from where it is now to where you want it to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord, arise for my sake and shift my life, shift my destiny, shift my calling from where it is now to we it is meant to be, to we you want it to be. Arise for my sake, and elevate my life, and move my life forward, move my life upward. Arise for my sake, move me from where I am now to where I am supposed to be, according to your plans. Move me now, Father. I believe your prayer. The Lord, move me from where I am right now to the place, to the height I am supposed to be, according to your plans. Lift up my spiritual life from where it is now to where it is supposed to be. Lift up my career, my calling, my destiny, my ministry from where it is right now to where it is meant to be. Lift up my financial life from where it is right now to where it is meant to be. In the name of Jesus, arise for my sake, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, because the Bible reveals to us that God is sitting on his throne. So some people think God is just there, sitting down. They don't know that God is working very hard for his people, to help his people, to save his people, to bless his people. God is working very hard. Yeah, and I'm going to show you where that is in the Bible, because Jesus himself said God is working very hard. That God has been working hard. Yeah. He said, my Father is always working, and I also walk. Yeah. In John chapter 5, verse 17. John 5. 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. That is, my Father is always walking. My Father has been walking since the beginning of time till this present moment. Yeah, that is what that means. Yeah, and he said, he also is walking. Yeah, I want to read the same verse for you in New Living Translation. John chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus replied, my Father is always walking, and so am I. Yeah, my Father is always walking. From the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation, God has never stopped walking. And you may be asking, what is God doing? What has God been doing? We know what he has been doing. Yeah, he has been doing operations that has to do with saving people, helping people, blessing people, transforming the lives of people, healing people, setting the captives free. That is what God have been doing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh God, and do your mighty works in my life that will change my life into the kind of person you want me to be. Say, oh God, arise and do your work in my life that will transform my life into the kind of person you want me to be. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. The heart harlash denagidea. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Do your operations in my life that is able to change me into the kind of person you want me to be. Do your operations in my life. Ashata de Gelesh de Devala. Do your operations in my spirit. Do your operations in my soul. Do your operations in my body. Do your operations in my life. Do your operations in every area of my life. Every aspect of my life. To transform my life into the kind of person you have destined me to become in this earth. Arise now. Arise now. I believe you're praying. We pray because God hears our prayers. And we pray because God answers our prayers. So when I say pray, make sure you pray. You don't need to feel anything to be sure that your prayers have been answered. You just need to pray because you know that your God is not dead. Because you know that you're not serving a dead God. So continue to pray that prayer. Say, arise, O God, and do your operations in my life. Do your operations in my life. Till my life is completely transformed into the kind of person you want me to become. Do the work right now. In the name of Jesus. You know what to do to change my life. Father, you know what to do to change my life. I don't need to tell you what to do. You know what to do. You know the things to change, the things to touch, the things to move for my life to be transformed. Do those things right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, whenever we say, oh God, arise. Now, we're not just saying God should stand up from where he is seated on his throne. Yeah. But we are saying that God should arise from the midst of his creatures, because God is inside everything he created. Don't forget that the Bible says he is holding all things together by the word of his power. Yeah, in the book of Hebrews. Yeah, he's holding all things together by the word of his power. And in Colossians chapter 1, it says that he is the one holding all things together. Yeah, that he is the thing holding, maybe you can say, is the glue holding all things together. So if God is going to arise, He don't even need to stand up from His seat in heaven. He just needs to arise from within the things that He is holding together, because He is holding all things together. So if He's to arise, then He will just rise from everything, from anything. Yeah, like He can rise from inside of you, because He's the one holding you together. Yeah, that's why we sing the song, "You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, You are the pillar that holds my life." Yeah. So He is the one holding all things together, including whatever situation you are passing through. And once He arises, everything obeys His command. And tonight, God is going to arise in your life. And everything in your life will surrender to His command, to His authority. In Jesus' name. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Almighty God, arise from the midst of my life and make everything in my life surrender to Your authority. Make everything in my life surrender to Your command. Obey Your command. Obey Your authority." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Arise from the midst of my life." Yeah, stop looking for signs. You are the sign. Because when God arises from the midst of you, you will be the sign and you will be the wonder. So you don't need to look up for signs. God is already here and God is inside of us. He's already here and He's the one holding everything together. So begin to say, "Oh God, arise from the midst of my life and make everything surrender to Your authority. Make everything in my life obey Your command. Make everything in my life obey Your dominion. Make everything in my life obey Your authority." Arise now from the midst of my spirit. Arise, O God. Arise, Almighty God, from the midst of my soul, from the midst of my body, from the midst of my environment, from the midst of everything going on in my life. Arise from the midst of everything going on around me, from the midst of my situations and circumstances. Arise now. Arise now. Arise now, thank You, Lord. And make everything surrender to Your authority. Make everything bow Your dominion. Make everything obey Your command right now in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, in the book of Exodus, especially the story, especially those chapters and verses that talks about the story of how God rescued the Israelites from the captivity of Pharaoh with a strong hand. You're going to see that it got to a point when all those plagues were happening in the land of Egypt. It got to a point that the magicians and the sorcerers, they surrendered, and they told Pharaoh, they said, this one is the finger of God. Whoever is doing all these things is not someone that we can defeat. Yeah, so they admitted that God cannot be challenged in battle. Yeah, because God began to trouble the entire land of Egypt by sending all kinds of plagues. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the network went on. So, as I was saying, you're going to pray. I said that just as it were in the days of Pharaoh and Moses and the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. Yeah, the hand of God was doing great things so that Pharaoh can release the Israelites, so that he can free his children from the captivity of Pharaoh. Yeah, and I said, God is in the head to do terrible things for the sake of his own children, to liberate his own children, to defend his own children. to help his own children. They are just the way the magicians, they surrendered and they said, this is the finger of God in action. And we cannot fight the finger of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, arise in the midst of the earth. Mr. Almighty God, arise in the midst of the earth and do great and mighty works to shift my life into the next higher level. You're going to say, arise, Almighty God, from the midst of the earth and do great and mighty works to shift my life to the next higher level in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Arise, Almighty God. Arise, Almighty God. Arise from the midst of the earth. Arise from the midst of the nations. Arise from the midst of the whole world and do great and mighty works that will shift my life, calling, and destiny to the next higher level. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise now. Almighty God, arise now. Arise because of me, as you did for the Israelites. Arise because of me and begin to frustrate every place that must be frustrated. Begin to scatter everywhere that must scatter for my life to shift to the next higher level in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, from the midst of the earth and begin to trouble everywhere that must be troubled. Begin to do terrible things for my sake, for me to be shifted from where I am now to the next higher level you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life to perform your desires in my life. Say, Father, release your power into my life to perform your desires in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Father, release your power into my spirit, soul, and body. Release your power into my environment. Release your power into my life, into my calling, into my destiny. Release your power now. And let that power perform your desires in my life. Let your power perform your promises in my life. Let your power perform your will in my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Let your power perform your intentions in my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you have to begin to pray. One of the things Satan does not want you to do as a Christian is to pray a prayer of faith. Yeah, Satan does not want to see people pray a prayer of faith. And that is why Satan is not happy that you are here praying. Yeah. And I love to do things that Satan does not want me to do. Because I love to give him pain. I love to give Satan pain and to frustrate him. Yeah, so that is why, as a Christian, you must be excited about prayer. Yeah, don't see prayer as something that you should struggle to do. Be excited about it. Always be excited about it. Yeah, don't see it as a burden. See it as an opportunity. Yeah, and see every minute, every second that you have here on earth. See it as an opportunity to pray. Yeah, because every time you pray a prayer of faith, something is happening. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. Things will be moving. Things will be shifting in the realm of the spirit, whether you can feel it or not. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, overshadow me and transform me into a prayer warrior. So Holy Spirit, overshadow me and transform me into a prayer general. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, come upon me, overshadow me, and transform me into a prayer general. Transform me into a prayer warrior. In the name of Jesus. Warriors are masters of war. Generals are masters of war. Yeah, people that have record of victories. How many record of victories do you have? How many records do you have in God's book of battles you have won, battles you have conquered through prayers? Pray, so Holy Spirit, come upon me right now. Overshadow me right now and transform into a prayer general. Transform into a prayer warrior. Transform into a soldier that conquer battles through prayers of faith. Transform into a creature, into a Christian that conquers battles through prayers of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. There's no way you will do well in your prayer life if you are empty of God's word. If you are so empty, if the word of God is not so much in you, or if you are not filled with the word of God, your prayer life is not going to be powerful. Because whenever we pray the word of God. We pray the word of God. That's what we do whenever we pray. Yeah, even if we don't quote a scripture, every time we pray the word of God. And if you don't have the word of God inside of you, then how will your prayer be powerful and effective? Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to heed a lot of the word of God. Help me to feed so much on the word of God, such that my prayers will be powerful, such that my prayers will command power and command dominion and authority. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to feed on the word of God. Help me to feed on the word of God day and night. Help me to meditate on the word of God day and night, so that my prayers will be filled with power, so that my utterances during prayer will be so much powerful against darkness, against devils, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me to feed on God's word. Help me to be filled with God's word. Help me to be filled with the revelations of God's word, with the understanding of God's word, with the light of God's word, so that my prayers will command great power and authority and dominion. Praise the Lord. Yeah, as I said earlier, I said Satan is not happy that you pray. Every time you pray, Satan is not happy, especially when you are living in righteousness. Especially when you are a Christian who is righteous. Yeah, because the prayer of a righteous man, according to the scriptures, does great things. Yeah, so whenever you pray, Satan is not happy. And do you know why? Because God has a lot of things He wants to do in your life. Yeah, a lot of things God wants to do in your life. And He's waiting for you to pray so that He can do those things. Yeah, so that is why almost immediately we start praying, God starts to do those things. And because God is so eager to do those things in your life. Yeah, and that is why Satan do a lot of attacks on people's mind by putting upon their mind cares of this world, issues of life, by making them to be so worried and concerned about the things of this world, about the issues of life, about the negative situations, the negative circumstances around them. Because Satan knows that that is the only way he can keep their minds busy and distracted, so that they will not remember to pray. Yeah, so he used distractions and worries and anxieties to kill the prayer life of people. And of course, he used lust of the flesh. Yeah. And many other things to distract the minds of Christians. You know, sometimes some people, they are in prayer, but their mind is somewhere else. That is Satan in action. Because he doesn't want to see you pray. Yeah. So if he couldn't succeed in stopping you from praying, he will still continue with your mind while you are in prayer. He will start to bring so many things into your mind, so many thoughts into your mind while you are in prayer, to distract your attention, to distract your focus, and so that God will not be able to do the things He has determined to do for you. Yeah. So Satan really knows the power of prayer, but because we are so blindfolded. As Christians, we don't know what our prayers are doing in the realm of the Spirit. That is why we also take prayer very, we take prayer to be something that is not important. Yeah, but the kingdom of darkness, they understand the power of prayer. They don't joke with our prayer. And that is why they are intensifying their attacks. They don't want Christians to pray because they know when we pray, God will move. And that is why they come with they come to your mind with thoughts like doubt. I mean, they give you thoughts that will make you to start doubting. Thoughts that will make you to be asking questions. All this time I've been praying. What has happened? So they use all of that because they don't want you to pray. Because they know that things happen whenever you pray. You know, they are in the spirit realm. So they see what happens every time you pray. So they know the power of your prayers. And because they know the power of your prayers, that is why they will bring up all kinds of situations to distract you. And if you let them to succeed over you, then you have failed as a Christian. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Take over my mind. Saturate my mind. And block every influence and control of the dark kingdom from my mind. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, take over my mind, saturate my mind, and block every influence and control of the dark kingdom from my mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray that. If they cannot succeed in distracting you, they can't stop you from prayer, from getting results through prayer. If they can succeed in distracting you, begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, take over my mind. Take over my mind. Take over my mind. And destroy whatever stronghold that the dark kingdom already have over my mind. Destroy their strongholds. Whatever strongholds they are using to distract me from praying effectively. Whatever strongholds they are using to distract my mind from focusing on heaven, from focusing on prayer. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot those strongholds right now. In the name of Jesus, block the influences and controls of the dark kingdom from reaching my mind from this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, block their control. Let them never be able to touch my mind from this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. I want to show you the place in the Bible that says the prayer of a righteous man does great things. Open your Bibles to James chapter 5, verse 16. James 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Can you see that? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yeah, I know we are here right now and we are praying. But yet, I need you to understand more about prayer, so that you'll be excited every time you find an opportunity to pray. Yeah, let us look at how the New Living Translation puts this verse, James chapter 5. James 5, verse 16. Yeah, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Can you see that? The earnest prayer of a righteous person, not of a sinner, not of an unrighteous person. You know, that was why he said it in the first part of that verse, that we should confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that we can be healed. What he's saying is that sin is a disease, and sin has power in secrecy. Yeah, when you cover your sin, then your sin becomes more powerful than you. But when you expose your sin, you overcome the sin. Yeah, sin has as much power in secrecy. That was why the writer said, confess your sins to each other. So that is, tell your prayer friend, your prayer partner, or your fellow Christian brother, or your pastor, your sins that you are finding it difficult to overcome, the sins in your life. You are finding it difficult to overcome. Confess it. Expose that sin. Yeah, I let that other person, that other spiritual person you have confessed the sin to, pray together with you that you become stronger than the sin. So the writer is identifying sin as a disease. Yeah, that's why he said that you may be healed. So he said we should pray for one another after we have confessed our sins to one another, so that that prayer will be able to give us healing and righteousness. Yeah, because when you are now righteous, it means you are now living in dominion over sin. Now, in that spirit of righteousness, that is, in that state of your Christian life, we're saying, is not having dominion over you. Whatever kind of prayer you pray in that state of righteousness, mighty things happen. Yeah, let me read it again. It says, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. I pray that from today, your prayers shall begin to produce wonderful results in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, from this day onward, always move me to praying. From this day onward, always move me to pray to pray always, to pray all the time, to pray for people, to pray for others, to pray for the will of God to be done in the earth. So Holy Spirit, always move me to pray, because I know that my prayer as a righteous believer has great power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. We need Christians that will be praying around the clock. Christians that are always praying. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, from this day onward, begin to move me by your fire. Move me. Drive me to pray. Even when I'm doing things that are not spiritual, drive me to pray. Move me to pray. Let it be that I am always praying for the will of God to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, always move me to pray. Always stir up my spirit to pray. In every hour, in every minute, in every second, always stir up my spirit to pray. Let me always be in a prayer mood. Let me always be in a prayer condition, in a prayerful mood. Holy Spirit, stir up my spirit to pray always, because I know that my prayer has great power. Therefore, don't let me misuse the opportunity of prayer that I have here on earth. Holy Spirit, don't let me waste the opportunity of prayer that I have, because my prayer has great power. Therefore, always push me to pray. Even when I feel like I'm tired, still push me to pray. Even when I'm feeling like sleeping, push me to pray. Even when I feel discouraged, push me to pray, because I know that my prayer has power, has great power. Therefore, Holy Spirit, don't stop driving me to pray from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, stir up my spirit to always pray. Stir up my heart to always pray. Stir up my soul to always pray. In the name of Jesus, don't let me waste the opportunity of my prayer. Don't let me waste the power of my prayer. Don't let me waste that power. Don't let me waste the power of my prayer. Give me things to pray for. Give me the names of people to pray for. Give me prayer points to pray. Always lead me to pray, Holy Spirit, because I know that my prayer has great power. And I know that my prayer produces wonderful results. Therefore, always move me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The reason why the Bible teaches us to pray in the Spirit, to pray under the control, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, is because we can run out of words. As human beings, you can run out of things to pray for. You can pray for so many things, and then and then you don't know what else to pray for. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit can help you to pray, because the Holy Spirit knows a lot of things to pray for. The Holy Spirit knows a lot of things that God wants you to pray for. Even things that you don't know. The Holy Spirit knows what you will need in the next 5 years. The Holy Spirit knows about a situation that will happen in your life in the next 12 years. And the Holy Spirit can bring that situation to this present moment. And it will make you to pray about it. So that is why you must be able to pray in the Spirit as a Christian. If you have not received that ability to pray in the Spirit, you are missing a lot. Yeah, because it's not everything you can say in prayer. You will run out of words eventually. But the Holy Ghost cannot run out of words. So you're going to pray for that ability. Yeah, that ability to pray in the Spirit. You're going to ask that God give you that ability right now. You can pray in the Spirit even without praying in tongues. It's an ability. Yeah, you can find yourself praying and then you don't know where the prayer came from. It's not like the prayer just entered into your mouth. Yeah, you just find yourself praying for something you never thought about. Something you did not think about in your mind. And then you just find yourself praying about that thing. That is Holy Ghost prayer. That prayer is directly from the Holy Ghost. Yeah, so it is an ability. It can manifest through unknown tongues, and it can manifest even through your normal language. Yeah, it's just an ability. So you're going to pray for that ability. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release upon me now the divine ability to pray by the Spirit, to pray in the Spirit, to pray by the Spirit. Give me that ability now to pray prayers that are coming directly from the Holy Spirit. Give me that ability now. Open your mouth and pray. Give me the ability to pray Holy Ghost prayers. Give me the ability to pray Holy Ghost prayers. There are your own prayers, and then there are Holy Ghost prayers. These are the prayers that are coming directly from the Holy Ghost. Say, Father, say, Lord Jesus, release upon me that ability. Release upon me that anointing. Release upon me that power to pray by the Holy Ghost, to pray in the Holy Ghost, to pray with the utterances of the Holy Ghost, to pray Holy Ghost prayers, to pray prayers that are coming directly from the Holy Spirit and not from my mind. Prayers that are coming directly from heaven and not through my mind. Oh Lord, baptize me with fire that will enable me to pray in this manner from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, fill me with the ability to pray in this manner. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I want to pray the Holy Ghost prayers. Father, help me to pray in that way from today onward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, and that way through which you can pray in the Spirit is through revelations. When the Spirit gives you revelations of the mind of God, revelations of the will of God, when the Spirit come and show you the things that are supposed to have happened in your life, but have not yet happened. And then the Spirit show you and say, this is where your life is supposed to be by now. This is the glory you're supposed to be walking in. This is the glory you're supposed to be operating in by now. But you're not yet there. Pray. Yeah. So when you see those kind of revelations, it is also Holy Ghost prayer. When the Holy Spirit shows you what you should pray for. Therefore, you are going to pray for such kind of revelations. Yeah, because some of you are so comfortable with your current situation, because you don't even know what God is thinking about your life. You don't know where God expects that you should be by now, and that is why you are so satisfied. If you can see a revelation of where you're supposed to have reached by now, you will not keep quiet. You will not be satisfied. You will not be comfortable. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me revelations of the will of God concerning my life. Give me revelations of the mind of God concerning my life that will move me to pray fervently for the manifestation of God's will. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see revelations of God's will for my life. Revelations of God's mind for my life. Revelations of God's plans for my life that will move me to pray for the manifestation of those things that you will show me. Give me those revelations now. In the name of Jesus. Give me revelations of how my life is supposed to be. Revelations about my destiny. Holy Spirit, give me revelations about why I am here on earth. Give me revelations about where I am supposed to be, the level I'm supposed to have attained, so that I will pray fervently for divine intervention, so that I will pray fervently for the manifestations of those things. Show me, Holy Spirit, things that I need to know about God's will for my life that will move me to pray seriously. Reveal them to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. we are friends. Amen. You are still going to pray? It's safe for now. Use your Holy Spirit that is in me to correct me in whatsoever thing I am doing is wrong, that is not according to your will. Use your Holy Spirit to correct me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If Father, correct me by your Holy Spirit to amend my ways, to stop doing things that you hate. To stop doing things that makes you hungry. To stop doing things that provokes your hunger. Correct me now in the name of Jesus. Help me to correct myself. In the name of Jesus, point to me things that I don't know about, that I've been doing, that is against your will. Point those things to me so that I can stop doing them. In the name of Jesus. Use your Holy Spirit that is in me to rebuke me, to reprove me, to correct me concerning things I am doing that is against your will, concerning things I do that is against your nature and your standard. With Father, use your Holy Spirit to correct me. Use your Holy Spirit to point those things to me. Things that I need to stop doing. Lifestyles I need to stop living. Attitudes and behaviors I need to stop. Father, use your Holy Spirit to point them to me so that I can repent immediately and stop. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points before we round off the session. Yeah. You need to know that every Christian is supposed to be prophetic. Every Christian is supposed to be prophetic, and that is why Apostle Paul wrote in the Bible that everybody in the church can prophesy. In fact, that everybody in the church should be allowed to prophesy. Yeah, because every Christian is supposed to be prophetic. Now, what does it mean to be prophetic? To be prophetic simply means that you speak for God. Yeah, more like God borrows your mouth and you use your mouth to speak that is what being prophetic means. Is just to speak for God. So it is God speaking, but God decided to use your mouth to do the speaking. And that is prophesying. The prophetic is not what some people have turned it to be. Some people have turned it to be about divination. To be about, saying, or maybe I should call it soothsaying. Some people have turned it to be soothsaying, and then they want you to, like, when you look at someone, they want you to be able to say, you that I'm seeing right now, this and this, this is your date of birth, this is your phone number, this is the color of the house you are living, this is your favorite meal. And that is not prophesying, but that can manifest inside prophesying, but it's not prophesying. It can show up inside prophesying, but it doesn't have to show up. In fact, most times it doesn't show up inside prophesying, except when you're manifesting the word of knowledge, then it may really show up in your prophesying. So prophesying is just God speaking through your mouth. And if you release yourself to the Holy Spirit, God can say a lot through your mouth. He can give out a lot of messages, a lot of instructions, a lot of lot of revelations through your mouth. Even while you are praying on your own, you can be prophesying. Even while you are praying, and even when you pray for someone, while you are praying for that person, you are prophesying also. Because God is now using your mouth to speak. So you are going to pray for this. For this spirit of prophecy that God will put in upon you. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, I hand over my spirit, soul, and body to you. Fill me now with your spirit of prophecy. Fill me now with your spirit of prophecy, and let that spirit begin to move upon me to prophesy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mahasha dindendeshetengla, mahajistanatanshengla. Continue to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I release my spirit, soul, and body to you. Fill me with the spirit of prophecy. Fill me with the spirit of prophecy. And let this spirit of prophecy begin to move me to prophesy, so that both my own life can be blessed and the life of others can be blessed. Let this spirit of prophecy begin to move me to prophesy. Release upon me, spirit of prophecy. I believe you're praying. The Lord Jesus, release upon me the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of prophesying, so that in me there will be a fire that produces prophecy, so that in me there will be an ability that tear up prophecy, in the name of Jesus, so that through me, a lot of lives will be blessed. Through me, a lot of souls will be saved. So that through me, a lot of lives will be transformed. Because you are using me to release messages into their lives. Because you will use me to release messages into their lives. Oh God, release your spirit of prophecy upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, you also need to know that prophesying is not according to the will of man. Yeah, so and that is why it is wrong to prophesy, because someone is telling you to prophesy. Yeah, and then it is wrong to say, can I prophesy? Yeah, because it's not according to the will of man. It's according to the will of God. Yeah, so you don't just prophesy. Yeah, we are moved to prophesy. Yeah, because it is the function of the Spirit. It is not a function of a man. It is the function of the Spirit of God. So if the Spirit of God is not moving, yeah, there is no prophecy. Any prophecy that comes out when the Spirit is not moving, if that prophecy is not from God, it's from demons. Yeah. You don't speak when the Spirit has not moved upon you to speak. Yeah, when it comes to prophesying, you don't speak when the Spirit is not moving you to speak. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be sensitive in my spirit to the move of the Holy Spirit. You can say, I receive grace to be sensitive in my spirit to the move of the Spirit. And I also receive grace to yield myself to the move of the Spirit, to surrender myself to the move of the Spirit, so that the Spirit can flow through me to prophesy. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Number one, you're saying, I receive grace to be sensitive. To be sensitive to the move of the Spirit. To know when the Spirit is moving. And then I receive grace to enter into that move of the Spirit. I receive grace to surrender to the move of the Spirit. So that the Spirit can move me along with Himself to prophesy, to release messages and revelations to the church, to the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be sensitive in my spirit to the move of the Spirit. And I receive grace to yield myself to the move of the Spirit, so that the Spirit can move me and move through me to prophesy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. more prayer points. And the reason why there is so much pollution and corruption in the prophetic ministry in the body of Christ today is because of the flesh. It's because people are embracing the flesh instead of embracing the spirit. It is because people are yielding themselves to the flesh, to be controlled by the flesh, instead of being controlled by the spirit. So some people, they want to prophesy, to impress people. And that was how the gift of prophecy upon them got corrupted, because they want to prophesy to impress people. And some, they have a problem of faith. So, for instance, God gave them a message: go and tell this person this. Yeah, but then they are scared. And what if I tell the person and the person does not feel good about it? What if I tell the person and then the person's start to reject the message and say that is not for me, that is not from God. How can God tell you to come and tell me that? Yeah, so they lack the courage, they lack the boldness, they lack the faith. Yeah, and that was how they killed the gift of prophecy in their lives. Yeah, so if we can remove the pollution and the corruption, there is a lot that the gift of prophecy will do among us in the body of Christ. A lot, the gift of prophecy would do a lot. Yeah, but because there is this pride and many things, fear, that is corrupting the gift. That is why we are not really enjoying the gift in the church. Yeah, because now there are more false prophets than true ones. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, flush out every corruption and pollution in me that will not allow the spirit of prophecy to walk in my life, to function in my life. The Holy Spirit, flush out every corruption and pollution in me that will not allow the gift of prophecy, the spirit of prophecy, to function in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If we can remove the pollution and the corruption, the gift of prophecy is such a beautiful gift. The prophetic gift is such a beautiful gift. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, flush out every darkness, every corruption, every flesh in me. That will not allow the spirit of prophecy to function through me effectively. Every weakness in me that is a limitation to the effective manifestation of the spirit and gift of prophecy. Holy Spirit, remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Any attitude in me, lifestyle, behavior in me, that is a limitation to the effective manifestation, to the effective functioning of the spirit of prophecy in my life. Holy Spirit, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, remove them from my life. right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. As I said, the Holy Spirit wants to do a lot of things for us in the body of Christ. Yeah, but He's looking for people that we allow Him to use them. Yeah, people that we allow Him to use them. People that are obedient enough. People that are humble enough. Yeah, and people that are selfless. Therefore, you're going to pray. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to use many of you for great things at this time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I am ready for your use. Use me for those great things you have in mind to do in the church and in the head at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, I am ready. Holy Spirit, I am ready. Use me for those great things you have in mind to do for the church, to do in the church, and to do in the earth at this time. Use me, Holy Spirit. Use me now. Use me now. In the name of Jesus, I am ready for your use. I am ready for your use. I am ready to pay the price for your use, for you to use me effectively. I am ready to do whatever you will have me to do. Use me. Use me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now the last prayer point. I have said it before in one of my teachings that the high calling of every Christian and every minister of God, or maybe I should say the highest calling of every Christian and ministers of God, is to become one with Jesus. To become one with Jesus. Yeah, that is to become so emptied of yourself that you are now the same with Jesus. In other words, you become a vessel that can manifest Jesus. Yeah, that is, how do I put it now? Yeah, it's more like you become empty of yourself. So which means Jesus can just pick you up and do whatever He wants through you. Yeah, anytime. Yeah, is to become Jesus, if I can say it like that. Your highest calling as a Christian is to become Jesus, to become exactly like Jesus. Yeah, so which means everything about you is dead, and what is left is Jesus. Yeah. You know, Jesus is inside of us. So your highest calling is that everything that has to do with you is gone. And what is now left is Jesus. Yeah. So anyone that attains that level have attained immortality. yeah. And if there's anyone like that here on earth, that person may not die anymore. I mean, that person may not die again if anyone can attain that level. So that is the highest calling. Yeah, everything that is you is gone. And the only thing left is Jesus. And there's nothing God cannot do with any man like that. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to become dead to self, so that what will be left of me will be Jesus. Help me to be so dead to self that there will be nothing left of me. The only thing that will be left will be Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to empty myself of myself. Help me to empty myself of myself, so that what will be left of me will be Jesus. And so that there will be nothing, Jesus will not be able to do through me. So that Jesus will be able to do whatever he wants with my life and through my life. Yeah, because self is no longer alive in me anymore. Holy Spirit, help me to reach this level. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to become a vessel that is completely sold out unto God and unto God's kingdom. Help me to become a vessel that is completely emptied of self and unrighteousness and worldliness. In the name of Jesus, help me now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. So we are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your strength that have replaced our strength. Thank you for your presence and power that is working great things in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence that always dwells with us in this ministry and in every program, in every meeting we have on this platform. Thank you for your presence that is always with us. And thank you for your power that always follows our prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done and for greater things you're going to do for us very shortly. Be praised forever in in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you answer for everyone, every prayer that each of us have prayed here tonight. Oh Lord, move mightily to answer those prayers right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for you that whatever has been difficult for you to achieve and accomplish for many years, maybe because you didn't have the money, or you didn't have enough money, or you didn't have what it takes, I decree that from this hour henceforth, it shall now be easy for you to achieve them in the name of Jesus. Inasmuch as those things are in alignment with God's plans for your life, with God's will for your life, I decree that everything it takes for you to achieve them, heaven shall supply. Heaven shall supply them to you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that progress shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants to bring you backwards or that wants to keep you stagnant to a spot, I bind them now in Jesus' name. I decree that you shall not only move forward in life and destiny, but you shall move forward with speed, such that you shall overtake those that have gone far ahead of you in the name of Jesus. I decree that the works of your hands shall be blessed by God, and great increase shall come out of the works of your hands, as the Lord multiplied the fishes for Peter, the Lord shall multiply your profit. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that all this support that you need, all the helpers that you need, partners that you need, sponsors that you need for you to have the success you are looking for, I decree that they start to come to you now. And they start to manifest in your life right now, in Jesus' name. Every prison that the enemy has kept you, every prison that witches, witch doctors, sorcerers, wizards, agents of Satan have kept you in to make sure that you don't fulfill your calling and destiny, I decree that those prisons are broken now in the name of Jesus. That evil personality that always appear in your dream to oppress you, to molest you, I decree that the sword of the Lord shall slaughter him in the name of Jesus. Every pollution in your blood, every spiritual pollution, spiritual corruption in your blood that is not allowing the Holy Ghost to be able to manifest himself in your life because something is wrong with your blood, I command those pollution and corruption to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every pollution and corruption in your soul and spirit that is making the angels to see you as an abomination, to see you as someone that is not of God, I decree that such pollution and corruption disappear now. In the name of Jesus. From today onwards, the Holy Ghost shall become so so real in your life and so close to your life in the name of Jesus. And the power of God shall begin to function and manifest in you and through you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.